I've read a little bit about him. Sounds like someone coming from really outside the system with significant business experience. And I think having that experience is exactly what we need to get the VA back on track.
What should his first priority be, considering all of the problems the VA faces?
I hope that he focuses on what it takes to get the standard of care in VA institutions up to speed. And that's very broad, because I think it encompasses not only the timeliness of the care, but also the quality of the care. And we've heard, I think, horror stories about both.
We've been talking about veterans and their care, but there's also been some debate right now about the possibility of sending troops back to Iraq. Should we?
My view is absolutely not. Unless there is some compelling national interest, and no one has demonstrated that to me as yet. Secondarily, going back in there without a commitment by the current Iraqi government to make it more inclusive, and a commitment from the Sunnis to participate in that government if it is opened up, we are simply investing where we will get no return on that investment. And I see no point to sacrificing more lives, more injuries, and money for that purpose.
Bill Owens, I want to come back to issues within the U.S. again. President Obama is planning to present Congress with an immigration package. Have you had a chance to see or take a look at the potential proposal regarding the illegal immigration and the problem with children that have cropped up lately?
I've not seen the legislation as yet, but we do know factually that the issues that exist along the Mexican border are related primarily to children coming up from Central America. We don't have that along the Canadian border.
Do you think that we'll have any sort of meaningful immigration policy, or is this debate going to carry through the summer and basically be campaign fodder?
Unfortunately, I think it's going to be campaign fodder. I do not believe that Republicans are prepared to move forward with meaningful immigration reform, which we clearly need to do.
Bill, there was a small oil spill at the port of Albany this weekend. With the debate over the oil trains, should Congress pass more stringent transport and storage rules for the Bakken oil and other forms of oil that is being transported in much greater volumes lately?
There's two levels to this. I think we need to let the existing statutes, rules, and regulations play out a little bit. I think they are actually adequate. Clearly, the big issue is how quickly you replace the DXT-111 cars. Now, the other side of that is, when you now look at the number of rail cars of oil coming through, I happen to believe that there is much greater security and safety in having a pipeline than there is in oil trains.
Bill Owens, I think many people know at this point that you're retiring from Congress, so you get to observe the primaries and election campaign that's happening right now in the district. Did you follow the Republican primary? And if you did, what do you make of the results?
Well, I certainly followed the results. I didn't really follow the primary that closely. The game is now set up, if you will, between the Green Party candidate, Aaron Wolf, and the Republican primary winner. I think the key question for people has to be, will any of the candidates represent all of their constituents? And for me, that means, will they vote with the other party from time to time? People can talk about being bipartisan, but the only way to actually be bipartisan is to vote periodically with the other party.
How liberating is it for you to do your congressional work without having to worry about a re-election campaign?
It has been very enlightening. It has certainly provided me much more time to spend thinking about issues, being able to really focus on legislation and hearings. And I found it to be a very good experience, and allow me to say to my constituents that I wish them a happy and safe 4th of July.
An extended version of the conversation with Congressman Owens is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.